Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our guest, it's a pleasure to be joined by Dave Stewart, A's analyst currently in NBC Sports California on their pre and post-game coverage, two-time World Series champion, A's legend as well. Dave Stewart joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Stu, thanks a lot for coming on. We always appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you guys always thinking about me.
Yeah, definitely. No question. And, we were having two separate conversations, really, Stu. Obviously, with Jackie Robinson Day today and the decline in African-American baseball players in the majors and obviously in management and different categories really across the board. But then we're also having a separate conversation about just the game from a broader scope and just getting young people interested in the game. On this day, where do you see where things stand and how things can improve?
Well, as far as African-American players and our young African-American kids getting involved in the game, I can only reflect back to when I was a kid coming up in the game and how I learned to love the game. And that came from being around my father. My father, every opportunity and chance that he had to get me to the ballpark to watch a baseball game, he did it. At the time I was a kid growing up, we watched the San Francisco Giants. There were no Oakland A's. Willie Mays was the player that I idolized and wanted to be like. They had, at that time, they had Willie McCovey. They had Jim Ray Hart. They had the Alou brothers, Jesus, Matty, and Felipe Alou, all three Alou brothers. And then following them was Bobby Bonds. And I mean, there was just a slew of players that I could watch and that I grew to idolize in the game, not to mention Bob Gibson with the St. Louis Cardinals. You can always pick a player from any team in the major leagues that you wanted to be like or you wanted to emulate. My love for the game came from my father. And then, after that, you've got to, at this point in time, and I was thinking about this closely, the only black player that I can think of, superstar player, is Mookie Betts. And then I'm hard pressed to think of who's the next Wow. superstar player in Major League Baseball, black superstar player in Major League Baseball. Mookie Betts is the first name I can think of. Then I'm hard pressed to figure out who the next guy is. And so how do we fix that? It's a tough question to answer. But if I reflect back to when I was a kid, seeing players on the field at the major league level really helps black kids to understand that they're accepted in the game and that they can play the game. But if you're like me and I'm an adult, let's imagine what it's like for a young kid that watches very little baseball, that turns it on every now and then. And then you've got to, you flip channel after channel to find a black player on the field. And finally you get to the Dodgers and there's Mookie Betts. What would make a young black player or a young black kid think that this is a sport that he can play? When you look at basketball, they're all over the court. And when you look at football, they're all on the football field. But in baseball, the numbers of black players per team, it's minimal. And so it's a difficult task to have kids understand, black kids, to understand that this is a game that you can play and you're accepted.
Well said, Stu. I was just sharing with the fellas here the other night. I'm flipping back between, like I do every night, the Giants and A's, and it dawned on me that I didn't see myself represented. There wasn't a lot of color, but Stu, I know when I'm not wanted, I didn't feel like baseball's doing something as a whole not to invite more black baseball players. And that's what I want to ask you. We're in a microwave society now, and everything has to be fast. And I shared with the fellas, do you think it might be technology to where they just don't have the attention span to enjoy in the essence of the beautiful aspects of baseball?
Well, I think understanding baseball is obviously getting out, watching the game being played, and having somebody that can understand, having somebody that can explain the strategy of the game. That's how you understand the game, and that's how you develop a love for the game. In this day and time, I think baseball, if it's understood at all, if it's played at all, is by video game, quite frankly, which is how all sports are played. Most kids get in front of a video game, and if they're going to play the sport, they play the sport. The kids that really love to play the sports, they carry it from the video game onto to the court, to the football field, and to the baseball field. But we're just in a period of time when baseball is not the quickest played sport. It's not the most excitement-filled game. And so it's difficult to get a kid to get out with. Technically, all major sports take someplace between 3 hours or 4 hours to play, but baseball seems like it really takes 3 or 4 hours, whereas basketball and football, they give the appearance that they are played in a quicker period of time.
Is there any way to change baseball to make it more exciting, more action-packed, without altering the fundamental nature of the sport? We've seen the Atlantic League talking about moving the mound back. There's been talk about lowering the mound and making it so there's more action in baseball. Is there any fix that you foresee that could come about that wouldn't alter the very fabric of the sport?
Well, all the things that make people enjoy the game of baseball in today's game have to do with scoring runs. They have to do with home runs. Those are the things that make the game exciting for the average fan. But if you're scoring runs, then guess what? The game's not going to be just a three-hour game. It can turn into a three-and-a-half-hour game, and you're still going to lose fans. So, you know, Major League Baseball, I know they're making a grand effort at trying to make the sport more exciting and making it more fan-friendly. And it's just I think that it's a tough task when you're putting it on the powers that be in baseball to get people to enjoy the sport. The game is different now, much different than when I played it, much different when Willie Mays was in the game and Bob Gibson were in the game. Now, there's no doubt about that. It's not played, in my opinion, as quick a pace as the games were then. Somebody asked me the other day, was the quickest game I ever pitched? It's 2 hours and 1 minute. So we're definitely not playing games at that pace. I, quite frankly, don't know what you do to get people in the game, to enjoy the game, and keep the game at a quicker pace. That you're battling uphill to try to accomplish all those things.
Dave Stewart joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, in the strikeouts and the walks and the emphasis on the home run, I mean, that all plays into it as well. I mean, as you go back, contact was more a part of the game. Movement, right? Ground ball to short, guys trying to beat it out, stolen bases. Now it's all about walk, strikeout, home run, things that typically take longer to play out.
Well, strikeouts actually make the game quicker. And to be honest, if you wanted to speed the game up, and I'll say this 1,000 times, if you want the game to be a quicker game, then the best way to do that is to call the strike zone by the letter of the law, which is at the letters and to the knees. And if you call the strike zone by that letter of the law, if you called your strike zone exactly to that, then you're going to see more strikeouts, but you're also going to see less offense, and you're going to see quicker games.
Stu, great stuff. We really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Man, thanks for having me on. I actually sent out a message on Twitter not long ago that, I appreciate you guys having me on, but this is Jackie Robinson Day, and I look around at my family and my community and the things that I've been able to do because of baseball, and it all starts with the fact that Jackie Robinson broke the barriers to get me in this game and to be able to get me involved in this game. And, all I can say is thank you, Jackie, and thank you for being the man that you were.
Yeah, well said, Stu. We really appreciate it. And, yeah, your tweet was very just very appropriate and on point considering the day. Thanks again.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.